Convicted murderer Charles Rhines has lost another attempt to have his death penalty overturned, this time at the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals. Now his options are dwindling, but they have not yet run out. South Dakota Attorney General Marty Jackley says the 8th Circuit's ruling can be challenged in a couple of ways. Charles Rhines has been avoiding execution for more than 25 years now. It was in January 1993 that a jury sentenced him to die for killing Donovan Schaefer, the 22-year-old employee at the Rapid City Donut Shop Rhines had broken into. In this most recent appeal, Rhines claims that South Dakota law officers did not properly advise him that he could remain silent and have an attorney. He says his lawyers didn't do enough research into his background so they could tell the jury how he had struggled growing up. Rhines contends that if jurors had known all that, they might not have sentenced him to die. Rhines had made these claims before in other courts. All had concluded that his lawyers had done their jobs and that the murder was so vicious the jurors made their decision knowingly. Attorney General Marty Jackley says this case has gone on too long.
We feel strongly that this case needs to proceed forward. We feel that the lower court proceedings have been appropriate, that Mr. Rhines has had his day in court, and now it's time for the victim's family to get some closure.
But Jackley says Rhines still has options. Rhines' most recent case was heard by three of the judges in the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals. Rhines can now ask that the case be heard again in that court, this time by the entire panel of judges. Or he can ask the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn the 8th Circuit's ruling. After Rhines' appeals are exhausted, Jackley will file a warrant for execution.
And that would be filed with the judge. It would set forth a time frame that would work with the Department of Corrections to carry out the capital sentence.
Jackley says the request will be sent to the current Seventh Circuit judge assigned to the case. The request typically goes to the trial judge, but in Rhines' case, that judge retired 9 years ago. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.